The Torah tells us V'yom HaShmini Yimo Besar Aloso. We have a Brit Mila on day 8. And of course, the halacha is a Mila Bizmana is only done on Shabbos. If it's a Mila Shalo Bizmana, so then we don't do it on Shabbos. And in fact, that's the way we assume as well regarding Yontif. If it's a Mila Shalo Bizmana, we don't do it on Yontif. We wait till Yontif is over. What about Yontif Sheni? Yontif Sheni seems to be a machlokes rishonim on how we view Yontif Sheni. Yontif Sheni, whether it's a minig or it's a takana. In practical terms, the minig is we do not do a mila ilin on Yontif Sheni. So, because the Mishnah talks about the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So the shaila is, it's a dafka Rosh Hashanah. We don't do it because it's Yom HaRichta, or does it apply to any Yontif Sheni? So regardless, that's the minhag, the way we assume. We don't do a Mila Shalo Bizmana on Shabbos, Yontif Rishon, or Yontif Sheni. So there's a famous shaila in Eretz Yisrael that people came, whatever the Metzias was, but a baby was born in Eretz Yisrael, and it came out that day 8 was on Yontif Sheni. Well, in Eretz Yisrael, there is no Yontif Sheni. It was, well, if you're a Ben Chusaris, there might be. So it fell out on Simchas Torah. So if you're a Ben Eretz Yisrael, Yontif is over. But if you're a Ben Chutz La'aretz and you're keeping 2 days, so then the Machlok is the Akvaz Racho and the Chakam Tzvi, but what's the Simcha keeping 2 days? That's the standard. So then the Shaila is, can you do a bris? Because on one hand, it's Yontif Sheni, and we don't do a Mir Shalo Bizmana on Yontif Sheni. Yeah, the case was a Mir Shalo Bizmana. Maybe the baby was got sick, you couldn't do it on that day. Whatever the Matthias was, the Shaila is, it's a Mila Shalo Bizmana on Yontif Sheni. Because if it's a Mila Bizmana, so it wouldn't make a difference. A Mila Bizmana you can even do on Shabbos. So the Shaila was, what do you do? So they asked Rav Yoshev. Rav Yoshev answered that it's okay, you could have the bris done on Simchas Torah. Why? Because he says like this, he says, what's the reason why the parents have to keep Yontif Sheni? It's a chumrah, it's because the Mishnah Gemara Pesachim, Malkam Shenagu, you got to take the chumrahs of where you come from. Since the chumrahs of where you come from are that you would keep Yontif Sheni, so we keep it here. But he says the baby's a Ben Eretz Yisrael. Okay, I guess it could be, so maybe it's a nafkamina if the baby came from Chutz La'aretz also. Then you might have to come up to another answer. So if it's a question where you brought the baby from Chutz La'aretz, so maybe this answer wouldn't apply. But if the baby's born in Eretz Yisrael, so what's the halachi? So let's say someone's a Ben Eretz Yisrael, and they plan on moving to the Chutz La'aretz. So the halacha is, you don't keep Yontif Sheni, because why? You don't have any Malkam Shenagu. You can't be considered a resident in a place you never lived in. So we see the point of Rav Yashav is, we go by the baby, not by the father. Even though for the father, it's Yontif Sheni. But for the, all right, so the Shia would be then, let's say, you did bring him, so then that's a separate discussion, but there's room also as well for the Moel, it is Yontif Sheni, so you could be Mako in that case as well, but it wouldn't tell us anything about this at all. But we see from here, you follow the baby, not the father. Not everyone agreed to that. I think from the briskers in Yerushalayim, the Salvation fan, they didn't like it. They said, Mitzvah Sa'av al-Aben, it's Chovah Sa'av al-Aben, it depends on the father. If it's Yontif Sheni for the father, so the effort to Mila Shalo Bizmana will be a Mila Shalo Bizmana Yontif Sheni. If it goes by the baby, It's a mir shavu bezmana, but it's chol. So he claims you go by the father since that's the chiyuv. Others claim no, it's ala ben. Either way, that's an issue whether it goes. And in fact, that was a shayla from Yonis and Shtaif. He said like Rav Yashav in a different context. That let's say we see from the Taz, there's a Taz by Rosh Hashanah, that for every reason, I think Rosh Hashanah was Thursday and Friday went into Shabbos. And for every reason, the town didn't have a chauffeur. Somehow, it showed up later on. But the issue was, the Kehila already were Makabel Shabbos and David Meirev. So the Shiloh was, can I still blow a chauffeur? So I think the Taz Paskins, it's no longer Rosh Hashanah. You David Meirev, you Makabel Shabbos. So therefore, you can't blow shofar anymore. So it seems to me, once you daven ma'ariv, have a mind to bring on the next day, it's considered the next day. So that was the shaila, which over here, so over there was being makabel Shabbos. Here the shaila was, which could be a little different anyway, but the case was a person daven, it's a machlokas, the Gemara in Brachas, Rabbi Yehuda, the Chachamim, before Plag HaMincha, after Plag HaMincha. So the case was he daven mincha before plag and ma'ariv after plag, and then so he daven ma'ariv for the next day. So it's already number one. It's not over there in the case where it's makabel Shabbos. It's not simple that davening ma'ariv you're makabel Shabbos. Let's go with this hanacha that davening ma'ariv causes you to accept the next day, which doesn't seem to be, but. Either way, so he says, let's say you daven the father, daven ma'ariv. He went to a park called Mincha Minyan. And then the wife had a baby boy. So it was, let's say, Thursday. So let's say Thursday, the baby was clearly born before Shkia. So for the father, if you're assuming this is what the Taz is saying, so it's Friday. But for the baby, it's still, for the, if you're just counting the days, it's Thursday. So that's her, so Rosem Stein says, well, the baby doesn't follow the father. So number one, it's not clear to me that it makes it the next day. But if you assume that way, he says, like Rav Yashav, that you go by the baby, and therefore the baby didn't die by my earth. He didn't accept it for the next day. So assuming this Hanukkah is true, so then you have a big Shiloh. So this is, so here it was during the week. Let's say the father daven ma'ariv early on Shabbos, even though, of course, no one says you could do malacha. You're allowed to make havdalah early, even if you made havdalah early. So it's not so clear it's a good shaila even, but they ask it. So they say that the case was the father daven ma'ariv after plag HaMincha, let's assume he even made havdalah. And then the child was born before Shkia on Shabbos. But after, so I'll pee the father, it's Sunday. I'll pee the baby, it's Shabbos. So do we even say a lakula that you even do a meal of Shabbos? In other words, because if you assume he was born on Sunday, obviously it's so it wouldn't be the day, but it wouldn't be a meal of bizmana. So how far would they go? Or the bottom line is, it's not really a shaila because it doesn't make it into the next day. But Lamaisa, so, but the yisod is, Rav Yonis and Shai seem to have the same yisod as Rav Yashav, that we go by the baby, not the father. And from the Salavatrix and Yushalayim, they don't seem, they say mitzvah of our ben. They say the ikur, the ben goes after the father. So that's that could lead to different nafkaminas in the case of whether it's a, in this specific case, whether it's a mila shelo bizmana in Eretz Yisrael or not. Well, it's definitely a mila shelo bizmana. But if Simchas Torah, if we consider, if it, for the father, it's definitely, he's a ben chutzkar and has to keep Yantav Sheni, so we went to a mila shelo bizmana. But for a child, that's the child. Do I say he goes bus to the father, or do I say, no, he's a ben Eretz Yisrael, and therefore he we do it on Simchas Torah. And anyway, according to, even if you don't have this lamdis, others say, but the mole is a ben Eretz Yisrael, so for him it's not a problem, and therefore I think the minig is that in that situation you can get a mila on Yantav Sheni, because it's not Yantav Sheni for the mohel.